Hey, hey, welcome back to Sheer Sincere Podcast. I hope you feel encouraged tonight to tune in and hear the word from God, His righteousness and His holiness. As your sister in Christ, I'm just trying to disciple to you and show you the way to stay on that narrow path, walking in the Spirit, walking by faith, and living a holy life. No, you're not perfect, but you can still be like Christ. So my brothers and sisters, today's topic is, are you a babe in Christ? Or are you mature in Christ? And you may not understand what I mean, but if you read your word, you would know. In 1 Corinthians and in Hebrews, I believe 5:15, it speaks about being a babe in Christ, meaning that you're not understanding the things of the Spirit because you're not mature enough in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God. You're still on the surface like a newborn baby. You know, you're just getting that milk, being nurtured, being fed the Word, and not doers of the Word. So are we babes in Christ? These are signs that you are still a babe in Christ, that you're still walking in your flesh. You're still showing signs of jealousy, envy, strife, idolatry, immorality. You're still walking in your flesh and walking carnally. You know, you're still living in sin, habitual sin, like you do it often, maybe even daily. But you ask for forgiveness, you repent for that, but tomorrow you know you're going to do it again. And these are the things that we are not to do as followers of Jesus. We can't be walking in sin, living in sin, and thinking God's forgiving. He's, you know, He'll have mercy on me. Yes, He will have mercy, and His grace will be upon you. But God is also just, righteous, and holy, and these things will not be allowed in the kingdom of heaven. Those are not the fruit of the Spirit, and that's not being mature in Christ. So you can say you believe in Christ, but you're not glorifying Him in the way you're living, and the things you're saying, the things you're watching, the things you're hearing, the places you're going, and who you're around is not bringing glory to the Lord. So how do you change? How do you become better and mature and grow in Christ and the Spirit? How do you gain that discernment of good and evil? First of all, you have to pick up your Bible and read it and ask God to speak to you through His Word. And if you're baptized in Christ, you have to walk in the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will guide you, and the Holy Spirit will convict you. And right then and there, when you have those convictions, you would turn away from those things. Right then and there, when you have those convictions, you will repent for those things, for those behaviors and those actions that you know are not of God. Because God said you can't be a friend of Him and a friend of the world. That doesn't work. No lukewarmness is allowed in heaven. You're either hot for God and on fire for Him, or you're cold, lukewarm, and living for the devil, living for the world. Yes, we live in this world, my brothers and sisters. We live in the world, but we're not of this world. We have a place where we're going to after this. And we can't avoid the people in this world that don't believe in Christ. We can't avoid to be social and around those people. We have to deal with it, is what we have to deal with. So the main people I'm talking about is the people that are claiming to be followers of Christ, that are in the body of Christ, that are not living like they believe in Christ. They are not living a surrendered life. They're not picking up their cross daily and dying to their flesh. They're not living righteously and holy, and they're not having the discernment of the Spirit of good and evil. But instead, they're walking carnally, they're cursing, they're judging others, they're gossiping, they're watching pornography, they're watching horror movies, they're listening to worldly entertainers that are surely not followers of Christ. And you know this, but you still continue to listen to it because it sounds good to your ear. The itching of your ear is just, ooh, I just got to listen. It's a good beat. I can dance to it. It helps me, whatever. But it's not helping your spirit grow. And that's what God is looking for. Soldiers in Christ, servants of Christ, stewards of God that are out there discipling, out there sharing the gospel, sharing his word, trying to save souls. Not just fleshly beings out there just living for the world, living for what they want and what they desire. That cannot be, my brothers and sisters. And out of love, I'm going to tell you, it's certain things you can't be into, certain things you can't be doing. You can't, as a follower of Christ, be into yoga, practicing yoga, doing all those stretches. And you know what that is from? Just because the people in the world are doing it and it's a new thing, new age thing, they think, oh, I'm just stretching. I'm just trying to get my body toned and trying to calm my body. No, you calm your mind by renewing of your mind, by renewing your mind on the word of God. And you can ask him for understanding and wisdom. And you take yourself and your burdens to him, and Christ will give you rest for your weariness. You know, you're supposed to be strong and courageous in the spirit of God. And practicing yoga is not going to do you anything good for your soul. When you're in those positions, stretching and changing your body in all kind of ways, you're worshiping other gods, other deities that's not Christ, that's not the holy God, almighty God in heaven. And if you don't know it, and if you don't believe me, read upon it. Research where yoga comes from and what a true meaning of yoga is. All of these crystals and Reiki and finding my third eye and my higher consciousness and all this, that's new age spiritual wickedness. Those are not for the follower of Christ to be indulging in at all. Not even a little bit, at all. So out of love, I'm going to warn you. Out of love, I'm going to tell you these things. And I hope you don't hate me for it, because I don't want you to be stuck here, left behind when Christ comes back for his church, for his bride. I don't want you to be left behind wondering, I loved God with my mouth, with my lips, I loved him. I believe that Jesus died and died for my sins, but I didn't live for him. And at judgment day, you're going to be judged for your actions. You're going to be judged for what you did on this earth with the gifts and the life that God has given you. Did you live for him or did you live for yourself? Did you pick up your cross and die to your flesh daily? It's at one point you just got to give up the things of the world, my brothers and sisters. You can't be out there drinking and getting drunk with your friends on Saturday and Friday night and then going to church Sunday thinking it's all good, that God's going to forgive you for it. I don't care how many times you hear the word. If you're not doers of the word, faith without works is dead. And without faith, you cannot please the Father. You can't. So he's going to discipline you and hope that you would turn from your wicked ways and repent and know that I can't do these things anymore, no matter how good it makes me feel. God is not pleased with these things. You know, people say, I stepped out of faith and I did this. Okay. You stepped out of faith, but what are you building on that faith? Is it something for your own ill will intentions? What are you gaining with the faith of the works that you are showing everybody? What's being gained? You know, what kind of freedom and liberty are you gaining? Liberty in Christ or liberty to do what you want to do with that? You know, are you bringing righteousness and holiness to others? Are you bringing peace and joy of the Father to others by doing what you're doing by faith? Or is it just bringing you wealth and likes and popularity and the things that you want? Did you really ask God, is this what he has for you? I mean, what are you doing it for? Are you doing it to bring him glory and to help others and to serve others? Or are you doing it just because it's popular, because it's something you always wanted to do with your life? That tells me you're not living a life for Christ. You're living a life for yourself and what you can do. It's ways you can serve others by serving God and by also having the desires of your heart that God will give you. If you have the right intentions behind what you're asking Him for. So again, I want to say, are you a babe in Christ? Are you still drinking that milk on the surface? Yeah, I love God, but I'm over here still doing this. Yeah, I know Christ died for me. And he cleansed me from my sins and He forgave me for all my sins. But I'm still going to, you know, dabble in this a little bit once in a while. He'll forgive me. It's one day you just got to turn away from those wicked ways, those habitual sins, those people, those places. And if you see a brother sinning, you got to tell him. And I'm going to tell you now, brothers and sisters, you're sinning out there. You're living in sin, my brothers and sisters in Christ. And it can't be no more. You got to stop. I don't care who don't like you, who going to stop talking to you. You're doing it for God, for your relationship with Him. And knowing that you're living a life that's pleasing to Him. So stay away from the things of this world. Because at the end of the day, your treasures should be in heaven, not in what you're gaining down here. Unless you're gaining souls for the kingdom. I mean, unless you're serving others and working as you're working for the Lord, then it should not be. You have eyes to see and ears to hear. And all these things are being brought to be glory to the Lord. So glorify the Lord in your body and your mind. Okay? Live for God, my brothers and sisters. Mature yourself in the Spirit. Mature yourself in Christ. Get under a good discipleship, a good church that's a Bible reading church that talks about all the things of the Bible, not just what you want to hear. Not that just God is love and God wants the best for you and He wants you to be healed and He wants you to be well and He wants you to be this. But that talks about what God does not want you to be and how you are to live righteously and holy and staying on that narrow path. So I pray that this word reaches you, brothers and sisters, and convicts you to change your ways and do better. You're not doing it for me, you're doing it for God. You got to have a relationship with God. You have to answer to Him. I'm not judging you. I will only judge righteously. But I'm not going to judge you in my flesh and what I think you should be doing. I'm judging you based on what the Word of God says. So walk in the Spirit and live by the Spirit. And you will be blessed, my brothers and sisters. Believe that. I hope this word reaches you again. And I just want you to be well. I want you to be blessed. And I want you to be holy in the Spirit of God. Surrendering your life to Him. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be temptation, but God can give you strength. Because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And greater is He that is in you than he that is in this world. Man can only can destroy your flesh, but God can destroy the soul and send it to hell. And that's not where He wants any one of His creations, of His children to go. Because He created all of us in his image. Not just some of us. Every creature of mankind was made in the image of God. And we have a free will to choose what we want to do with that. So I hope you do well with that. Your soul. Feed your soul good things, godly things. Keep your mind on Christ and pray and be thankful for this life that He's given you. Serve God and serve others. You're blessed to be a blessing. I think I talked enough. I'm sorry if you are mad at me, think I'm being harsh. I'm just doing this out of love and to encourage you to do better, my brothers and sisters. I believe in you and God will never forsake you. He's always there waiting for you. Turn to Him, submit yourself to Him, and rebuke the devil and he will flee from you. I love you. I'm out. She is sincere. Peace.